February 2, How to Make an Impact. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts 4:13. When Jesus was upon this earth, he did not direct fishermen to leave their nets and boats and go to the Jewish teachers to gain a preparation for the gospel ministry. Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Matthew 4:18-22. This prompt obedience, without any question, without one promise of wages, seems remarkable, but the words of Christ were an invitation that implied all that he meant it should. There was an impelling influence in his words. There was no long explanation, but what he said had a drawing power. Christ would take these humble fishermen in connection with himself, the means of taking men out of the service of Satan and making them believe in Christ, teaching them in regard to the kingdom of God. In this work, they would become his ministers, fishers of men. Christ chose the foolish things of the world, those whom the world pronounced unlearned and ignorant, to confound the wise men of the world. The disciples were unlearned in the tradition of the rabbis, but with Christ as their example and teacher, they were gaining an education of the highest order, for they had before them a divine example. Christ was presenting to them truths of the highest character. Those whom God employs to do service for him, he would have fitted in his way for that service. Those who preach Christ must learn of Christ daily in order to understand the mystery of saving and serving the souls for whom he has died. They must pattern after him in all things, sharing his tender compassion and his sternness against all evil working. Letter 53, February 2, 1905, to two leading workers at the newly established Paradise Valley Sanitarium.